This is an enactment portraying a key Bible character speaking of his or her experiences at this point in Acts. You may want to view it without charge or obligation in both sound and video. I'll tell you how to see it after we listen to some of what's here.
I am the only named woman in the New Testament who was dead but was brought back to life. One moment I am enjoying being with Jesus, and the next moment I wake up to the face of an ugly old fisherman. Not a very good trade in my book.
Many important stories in Acts are centered on women who lived in different cultures and in different times in the history of the church. Their influence is seen in other New Testament books as well.
The disappointment. Even though I was dead, I was alive in Christ. No pain, no stress, just peace, rest. All the things that we long for, I had attained. I lived in the seaport of Joppa. For hundreds of years, people from Jonah to the kings of Babylon used the port of Joppa. It was a shallow water port, but it was the best port on the Mediterranean Sea in that part of Israel. Then Herod the Great built the deep water port at Caesarea. And overnight, Joppa became obsolete. People in our town went from being prosperous dock workers and shipping people to being unemployed. The number of poor women exploded, and I was surrounded by desperate families. I had to help the poor people of my community. Nobody else could do it. I wasn't a wealthy woman, but I had enough money to buy roughly made material. I'd learned to sew from my mother, so I started sewing robes and other clothing for the women who were poorer than me. They were so grateful for my little efforts that it broke my heart. One day, I began to get sick. I thought it was just the cool sea mist giving me a cough. But over the next few days, it got worse. One night, I just quit breathing. It was so peaceful to slip away and go to be with Jesus. Although I was happy to be gone from the troubles of the world, the other disciples were distressed and wanted me back. In complete faith, they sent two men for Peter, who was about 11 miles away in Lydda, and asked him to come do something. I'm not sure they expected him to raise me from the dead, but I am sure they expected some kind of miracle, since word had reached us of how he had completely healed my friend Aeneas, who had been paralyzed for 8 years. When Peter arrived, they took him upstairs, and there was my long dead body, already prepared for burial in my family plot. Women I had helped showed him the things I had made for them. It was kind of embarrassing. He took pity on them, and he made them leave the room. Peter got on his knees and prayed. When he finished, he told me to get up, which I did, unhappily. But what was a kindness to them was an unkindness to me. Nonetheless, I pretended to appreciate what he had done and gave his hand a special squeeze when he presented me to the disciples. This powerful sign from the Lord was significant in helping the church grow in that part of Israel. Peter stayed in our town for some time as he established a church there. I gave up a lot to come back, but I was happy to be of service to the Lord in this unique way. I've always thought it was my example that helped Paul put into words his desire to be here on earth to make disciples, while having an equally powerful desire to be with the Lord. He said, "For me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. But it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body."
If you would like to see this professional enactment, you can view it at RedeemTV.com. That's RedeemTV.com. No spaces in there. Then look under the Eyewitness series and then under the Eyewitness Acts section. Signing up is quick and easy. There is no charge. And we want to thank Redeem TV for allowing us to play some of the audio track. We do this as a service to you. We are not compensated for this announcement. We will be hearing more soon. Thank you.